Well, it remains to be seen. I mean, we've had real arrogance from the leaders of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over the last week, culminating in yesterday. They refused to listen to the voices of the real opposition, all of the opposition groups saying that we cannot accept in any world Michael Lowry, who led negotiations for the programme for government, who took seven independents over the line, four of them will be ministers, who stood outside Leinster House and said that we will support this government in the good days and the bad. For God's sake, they now want to call him a member of the opposition, and they were going to preside over that in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael as their leaders. So we stood up to this absolute farce yesterday, and we just refused to accept it. And, you know, I hope that common sense prevails and we have a solution today. But the only solution is making it clear that if you are a government TD, you do not get to sit in the opposition. Take our time, take committee positions, and tell us that black is white.
We spoke to Deputy Martin Kinney, a party colleague of your own, a little bit earlier this morning. He said Sinn Féin, and indeed the rest of the opposition parties, are not for moving. We're getting that sense from you. So it seems that unless the government parties surrender on this, there will be no movement from Sinn Féin.
Well, in any democracy in the world, everybody understands that you have a government and you have an opposition. And the role of the opposition is to hold the government to account, to ask the hard questions in the parliament, to challenge them. That's our job. It's a solemn role, and we take it extremely seriously. And to suggest that you could have Michael Lowry, I looked at his demeanour yesterday, really arrogant, thought that this was going to happen, this would be fine. And we made a clear signal yesterday that you are in government or you're in opposition. You can't be in both. So I hope that, you know, the government will have watched what happened yesterday, will have learnt from what happened yesterday, and will sort this out, because we need to, you know, we need to live in the real world here. We need to not take the Irish people for fools, and this has to be done.